We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we are in Sunnyvale at Laughing Monk Brewing. We're having I'm having a Cobb salad. What did you have?
Oh, I had a power bowl with some chicken.
Nice.
A little spinach, some sweet potatoes.
Like Tim had a little club sandwich.
Turkey?
A little club sandwich. And, yeah, if you're not doing anything, you're down in South Bay, come say hello. We're at Laughing Monk Brewing, and we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers. Right now they are holding a joint practice with the Denver Broncos, and momentarily we'll be joined by Joe Shasky of the morning show. He was there at practice today, and I know he was looking for some things in particular. We'll talk to Joe in a second, but you said you had a couple nuggets to share. And then maybe we'll follow up with Joe on them.
Yeah, just some kind of cliff notes. So in the 7-on-7 portion of the joint practice, Purdy did have a couple of interceptions trying to target Ricky Pearsall, but then in the move the ball kind of drive, so straight on down the field, connected on a deep ball with Ricky Pearsall for a touchdown, found DeMarcus Robinson in a 2-minute drill for a touchdown after a pass block by Sertan. And McCaffrey notes for this from Cam Emmon of the Mercury Bay Area News Group. McCaffrey had a solid day. The Broncos defense, very, very good. I think everybody that was down at practice that I've seen on social media, a thing that stood out to them is that their defense might be Super Bowl caliber. And then also, Jake Moody banked in the first field goal. Last one was good from 53 yards. Hit it off the post.
Oh, that counts.
Yep.
All right.
Also, no fights.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Joe Shasky. Joe did the morning show here from Laughing Monk Brewing. He headed over to practice. Joe, what's going on, man? Thanks for popping on.
What's up, fellas? Let's start with the Broncos. Right then and there, their defense didn't look good. They looked incredible. That was without Dre Greenlaw. Incredible. Zach Allen was dominating them on the defensive line for the Broncos. DJ Jones, they were laughing at the Niners. They might have had, and again, it's practice, so you're not allowed to sack the quarterback. You're not allowed to really, truly tackle running backs. But if you ask me, and you said, hey, they had 25 sacks today, I might believe you. That's how good Denver was.
How much Shasky do you think was on, obviously, a capable Denver defense? They were a top unit last year, and they built on it, even without Greenlaw being on the field for the joint practice. And how much do you think was on, you know, maybe a 49ers offensive line or just sort of lack of talent on the offensive side? And how many of their big boys were active during this joint practice?
Trent Williams had the full uniform on, but the baseball cap, and he was yucking it up with all the Bronco guys, and I'm kind of like, hey, Trent, I watched the first six games last year. You need this work. You were the guy getting in and out of IVs of every single game. Rewatch the games. He looked, I don't know. To me, it was bizarre that he wasn't practicing. It was bizarre to me. They needed to see what he looked like because I have question marks on him. Outside of him, the entire offensive line looked very bad. Now, is that a byproduct of Denver being amazing? Probably. But I don't feel good about the Niners' offensive line. They suffocated Purdy, made him look really small. He was holding the ball because there's no one to throw to. The offense looked bad today. Bad, guys. And, yeah, I'm sure Denver played a lot into that. I don't want to overreact. But the reality is like, all the things we knew that they were thin going in all played out in this. Running back behind CMC, thin. Wide receiver, thin. Offensive line, thin. Quarterback not looking big and strong in the pocket, thin. Like, bad. You know who looked good? Matt Jones.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Joe Shasky joining us on 95.7 The Game. He was at 49er practice today. What was let's start with some of the big boys. What did they have Christian McCaffrey doing today, if anything?
Well, McCaffrey was in a play, out a couple plays. In a play, out a couple plays. They clearly had him on a very specific pitch count. He looked okay. I thought he looked okay. It's so hard to tell, Matt. Like, part of his game is, like, breaking a tackle and running by guys. And they're thudding, not like, fully bringing down to the ground. So it's so hard to tell. There was not a lot of running room. Like, I'm just calling it what it is. 99, Zach Allen destroyed them up front. Destroyed them. So I couldn't tell. Now, he looked really good in the passing game. I thought both Brock and the other quarterbacks looked good on the checkdowns for the most part. CMC made a lot of catches in that area. I thought Kittle looked great. Kittle looks amazing. Kittle looks awesome. Ricky Pearsall got locked up. You're only going to see Ricky Pearsall look good when they use him in motion and he can't get pressed. Patrick Surtain is the real deal. Patrick Surtain is sick.
Yeah, I mean, he might be the best cover corner in the game. And then Zach Allen, like you mentioned, there's a reason he just got paid $100 million. Now, looking at what the Niners' defense was able or not able to do today, I think a lot of the...
Okay, hard to tell. Hard to tell. I'll cut you off right there. They have the fields, two fields side by side. Everybody's on one.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Inside, we can't see the opposite side. So unless when they broke up from the beginning, you were on that opposite side, it was so hard to tell. You couldn't really see a lot. But we were watching the offense because finally, like, they split them up. And we're closer to the offense, everybody. And then on the opposite side is the defense going up against Bo Nix and the starting offense for the Broncos. We look over, and it looks like, oh, wow, Pearsall gets a pass broken up. Look back over, oh, Mikael Williams is down. So really hard to tell. But Bo Nix made some great throws. From the vantage point I was at, it was so hard to tell on defense.
All right, so you don't. I know Mikael Williams limped off. Did you see anything with that, or did?
One of the guys sitting next to us goes, "Oh no, he went down, non-contact." I thought he grabbed the ankle. Bonte and Spadoni thought he grabbed the knee. He laid down there, but kind of chest up on his butt, and he was waiting for the defense to come out. He walked off. I didn't notice a huge limp. Per se, it sounds like it's the same ankle side or same leg that the ankle injury prior was on. Tough to tell. So tough to tell, Steiny. I got no clue.
All right. We're being joined by Joe Shasky on the River Islands guest line. He was at the joint practice today between the Broncos and the San Francisco 49ers. He's checking in with us now.
Yeah, I mean, what else did you kind of glean from the practice today? What stood out to you the most from the 49ers side of things? Everyone's talking about how great the Denver defense looked, but what impressed you about the things the 49ers did do well today?
Their second unit with Mac Jones looked good against the second unit for the Broncos. I thought Robinson, the guy who's going to serve the suspension, looks like one of their better wide receivers. Pearsall made a really nice play, but he got locked up most of the day. Brock was indecisive, holding the ball. Like, I'm just calling it like I saw it. That doesn't mean that if Mac Jones would have went up against the ones, he would have looked better. But Mac going against the twos, there was a clear drop-off in pass rush, and he had time to throw. And he looked really decisive. I thought Mac Jones, I'm not trying to hype it up. I'm really not. Mac Jones looked great. I'm not even trying to be that guy. I'm not some Mac Jones truther. He threw decisive deep balls, timing routes, good spirals, catchable balls. He stands in the pocket really strong. There's a lot to like. But again, it's so hard to tell because they actually protected up front for him today. Brock looked small, but he had nowhere to go. Like, there was no pocket being formed. And this is why I wanted Trent Williams to play. It's like, Trent, I know you're in, like, retirement mode here, dog, but, like, I'd much rather you, like, I don't know, practice? Like, show me you can practice? I mean, he's a great player. He's an all-time player. But, guys, you only have so many practices and so many, like, joint practices to, like, make your offense kind of move a little and the ball move a little. I want to see what I have. And I couldn't see a whole lot because that side of the offensive line looked horrible.
Yeah, and with that, Shasky, I mean, did they try to run the football with, and were they able to do it with any effectiveness?
No. Every time they went to go run the ball, for the most part, DJ Jones would thud the running back, turn and say, yeah, boy. Denver was talking major smack. Hufanga wearing number 9, talking smack. Their defense was so hyped up. It was they were dominating the whole practice. Like, I don't know what else to say. I came away saying Denver might be that good.
Can I assume Dre Greenlaw wasn't a factor today for the Broncos?
You're cutting out. I didn't see Dre Greenlaw in shells. I saw him on the sideline at the end. He wasn't dressed in a uniform. I mean, he's dressed in uniform, but not with pads on. So I didn't see him practice at all.
What about Luke Farrell? How do you think they're going to use him? And I'm being serious because you talked a lot about how the run game wasn't working, but he is known as a great blocking tight end.
He is a monster. Big guy. Absolutely big guy. I actually think he is going to be good in the blocking game. I think that's something everybody's on, and they're right. Here's the problem. Tiny, they are so thin at running back, so thin on offensive line, and so thin on wide receiver. All of that played out today. And look, maybe this is just a disproportionate mismatch, and especially with no Trent Williams out, it looks even worse. But I'm telling you, all the concerns are now heightened. If I'm Juwan Jennings and he truly is holding out, I think you got to pay him and get him into camp now. Now.
Yeah, I was going to ask Shasky. I mean, I know that everyone has varying degrees of expectation for this Niners team. Did it more confirm the ones that you feel, or did it, I guess, did it, sort of heighten or in like make you aware of other pieces of this football team that are behind the eight ball that you did not expect?
I've gone to training camp, whatever, 4 or 5 years in a row now. This is the thinnest the Niners have been in a long time. In a long time. They're really thin. They're young. They need a lot to go right for them to hit expectations. Look, again, it's one practice. It's one joint practice against a really good team that won double-digit games last year and made the playoffs. I'm walking away saying, all right, that's dead. They're really good. What are they going to do against maybe a lesser NFC? Because I think the AFC is a little more top-heavy than the NFC. That I don't know. But I'm very iffy now on the Niners. Not that I can't be good. A lot's got to go right. You're asking for a lot of guys to play well to win 10, 11 games.
Yeah, that's the way it kind of feels this way. We're talking to Joe Shasky of the morning roast. He was at practice. Last one for me, Joe. Like, what was Kyle Shanahan's demeanor on the field today? Was he loose? Did he look concerned? Business as usual? I don't know. I'm just asking you to kind of interpret.
It was a little bit of everything. Like, you saw calm Kyle dancing around to the music. You saw him pacing a little when their offensive line was getting worked. And then in the move the ball, like a two-minute type drill, I thought he loosened up because I thought the offense started to play well. Purdy's best play of the day was I don't know if it was a seam route or more of a drop to Ricky Pearsall over the shoulder in the end zone. It was a great play. They had a couple of really nice plays on slants to Robinson and Watkins. They started to get better as it started to get to the end of practice, but maybe that was because Denver eased up a little. Again, my big takeaway, I like Mac Jones way more than I ever thought. Not that he's a starter. I'm not saying
right.
That. He looks good. Like, I'm happy for him. I need to maybe walk some stuff back on Mac Jones.
Well, my last one for you, Shasky, is I read that there were no fights today, but with the amount of, I guess it sounds like dominance displayed by the Denver side of things, did you feel like there were any, I don't know, kind of frustrated 49ers, or was it pretty loose? And do you think that this was a practice that they seemed wholly engaged on?
I think CMC is chomping at the bit to prove everybody wrong. He seems to be very, not frustrated, that's not the right word, but I see a guy who so wants to get every snap, and they're clearly holding him back. Now, I don't even know if he looks good or not right now. Like, he could still catch the ball. I think he can be extremely valuable in the passing game. But I don't know what to make of him right now. I really don't. But I can see he's taking his helmet off. He's standing on the sideline. He wants to do more. And they're holding him back. And it's probably the right thing to do right now. I think Kittle's primed for a monster year. Ricky Pearsall, I'm up in the air on him. He looks really good on some timing routes. But when guys can get their hands on him at the line of scrimmage, he's got a long way to go in terms of bulking up. So I think he can be a really good player, but you're going to have to get creative with how you use him. They really need a big body receiver. And then seeing Ayuk on the sideline, he seems like – I just felt like he was missing out today. I felt bummed for him.
Mm. G, Joe, thank you so much, as always, buddy. Really appreciate your insight.
Hey, if Mac Jones plays two games, I think they can win both of them. I really do.
Well, and that's what...
They'll need to.
That's, you know, the first step for a backup quarterback. If they play four games, can they win them a couple?
That's what I... Exactly, Steiny. And I didn't feel that way about Brandon Allen at all last year. So they've really improved their backup quarterback position. Like, no, honestly, like the Mac Jones reclamation project, I'm buying in on it. Like, Kyle, good job.
All right, get home safe, buddy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See Thanks, Shasky.
All right, that's Joe Shasky of the Morning Roast. He's just leaving 49ers joint practice with the Denver Broncos. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. And we are coming to you live from Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale today. If you're down in the South Bay, come say hello. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in San Francisco, and it's also brewed here in Sunnyvale. In fact, Evan, have you ever brewed your own beer?
No, but I've lived with people that have.
Okay. To my way of thinking...
Beer and moonshine.
Okay. To my way of thinking, there are very few smells as good as when you smell the hops of beer in the initial brewing stage. I used to brew some beer in the house, and when you do it, the whole house, it smells so good. It doesn't, I know you think it's going to smell like beer.
No. I would argue if you know what you're doing, it smells good.
I did.
I'm saying I've lived with people who you might need a couple batches to figure this thing out. And in that case, the house does not smell very good.
Well, I think you're, the smell
the
that I'm imagining.
The novice brewing, not what we're You know, the aroma of Laughing Monk can be a bit off-putting.
I was 100% in my brewing career. I thought I might have had a bad batch of IPA once. I actually had the lid pop off because there was so much pressure in the carboy. You probably don't even know what that is.
No, but it sounds like enough pressure for Jake Moody.
Which is fine. And I got all panicked because the lid flew off, and I just put it back on, and then a month later, it still kind of tasted the same.
So why don't you bring any in?
I haven't brewed in a while. Probably 10, 12 years.
The big Steiny IPA. I mean, we could get something going.
The problem with home brewing, Evan, is, you know, I like lagers and pilsners. Lagers need to be, during the process, they need to be refrigerated if you're making a lager, which makes it a little more complicated. IPAs, pale ales, they don't need to be refrigerated. Simply room temperature will work. So I tended to make more of a pale ale type beer, which I can also drink.
Well, until you bring it in, I can neither confirm nor deny. What I can confirm, though, Steiny, is that Michael Williams hyperextended his knee. That's what Kyle Shanahan indicated to the media after practice, in which Michael Williams limped off and did not return. It sounds like he avoided something long-term, according to Nick Wagner of ESPN. He's being evaluated, but he was expected to play on Saturday in Game 1 of their preseason. He will not likely play on Saturday against the Broncos.
All right, and no on the YouTube chat saying lagers are top fermented and they take longer. That's correct. That's good knowledge. No. Very good knowledge. And you're right about it. That's why I kind of stayed away from making the pilsners. Hey, 49er fans, I mean, that was not encouraging from our very own Joe Shasky.
You got a new guy?
What do you mean?
You on the Mac bandwagon?
No. But he wasn't spinning anything real positive. He said Kittle's going to have a big year. That Purdy didn't look great. And here's where Guru would have hated what Shasky said. He doesn't care about the other neighborhoods. The fact that Denver may have the best defense in football, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to Goo. How is our neighborhood doing? And apparently, you know, it was fits and starts today at Levi Stadium.
Well, it's a good thing they're not on the schedule this year, right?
That's true. Well, I wasn't actually at Levi Stadium. It was at their practice facility down in Santa Clara.
Well, what I heard is something that I think we all should have been prepared for, and not that they looked awful. That part, to me, is going to fluctuate. Sometimes you're good, sometimes you're bad. Might have caught a bad day. They have a lot of questions. They have a lot of question marks at a lot of positions. I don't think quarterback is one of them, which ironically seems to be Shansky's big takeaway, that Mac Jones is a beast. But
you know he's going to be hearing that.
That's fine. You took a shot at me earlier. I can throw one back. And the offensive line has got some questions. The defensive line, I know they didn't get to see a ton of the Niners' defense versus the Broncos' offense, but Shasky said that Bo Nix looked pretty good. I can only assume it's against a lot of younger players because that's who kind of projects. Trent Williams didn't practice. You know, it didn't sound like McCaffrey was out there. Not sure how involved someone like Fred Warner was. So really the only big boys that we know that Shasky was telling us played, who Kittle is a big boy, look good. Brock Purdy, finish strong, is your starting quarterback. But Ricky Pearsall's looking inconsistent. I don't think it's a coincidence that a veteran like DeMarcus Robinson looked pretty good. He's been in these situations before, whereas a ton of the younger guys that were responsible for, it sounds like, the Denver defense looking like the 85 Bears, those are the ones that we're going to have to worry about.
Yeah, if Denver's defense was as good as it was last year and they got everybody back, I don't have too much of a problem with the 49ers at a scrimmage not looking all together, connected. But I do think we are underplaying a little bit how much needs to go right for the 49ers to get back into the playoffs. I think they got a good start, obviously, with the schedule. But, yes.
Dude, I've been saying this for like a month.
What?
How many things have to go right for this team to be where people want it to be?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But
just acknowledge that.
And I have too. I mean, like, even their big boys, we don't know what to expect. We certainly don't know what to expect from their young players, and we don't know what to expect with the... What's the... I'll tell you what. Here, listen. Give me an answer. Use the break. What's the thing, and 49er fans, you can answer this too at 888-957-9570. All right. They have a lot of question marks. There's no doubt about it. They need a lot to go right. They got young players. They got old players with injury. What are you most confident in? What do you know as a 49er fan you could hang your hat on? 888-957-9570. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.